Good morning. I'm going to try to get these separated without making a mess up here. And I did. But good to see you all here this morning on kind of an old cool morning. But as we come together to worship the Lord, that'll warm us all up a little bit. So we'll get started. As we come to the table today, of course, we remember what Jesus Christ did for us, and the fact that through God's grace, and only through His grace and love, did He send Jesus to die on that cross. Nothing we've done, well, I guess you could say He had to do it because we're all sinners, so that's what we've done as far as that process goes. Maybe not a good way to put it, but it's truth, because we all are. Do what? Oh, amen. Thank you. But, and the thing of it is, we as a group, can you imagine what was laid on Jesus when, of course, it was from the beginning of time, because God knew what we were going to do, but the fact that He was to take on the sin of the world. And He was blameless. He was sinless. Now, how many times, probably growing up, did you, if you had brothers and sisters, get in trouble for doing something you didn't do? And that's what I thought about, because Jesus sure never sinned. And yet, He was asked to take on the sins of the world so that we could have the opportunity to be redeemed. And through His blood and the fact that we can be redeemed, then we have the opportunity to be able to spend eternity in heaven with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, as starting with some scripture, it said, because He suffered and was tempted, He can help those who are tempted. And, of course, that's all of us sitting in this room. So that the fact that He's been here, He's done that, and He remains sinless, so He can help us to fight off the devil and walk closer to Him. And I have three more scripture that I'd like to read. The first one coming from 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 12 and 13. Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall. No temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able. But with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it. So see, right there, no excuse for what we do when we're sinning, because God has made a way that we can bear that and have a way out. The second scripture comes from Hebrews chapter 4, 14 through 16. Seeing then that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weakness, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Last scripture is James chapter 1, verses 13 and 14. Now, let no one say when he is tempted, I am tempted by God. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he himself tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is drawn away by his own desires and enticed. So, as we prepare to take of the bread and the cup, we of course do it in remembrance of Jesus. And we just begin with the cup and take it together. And then the cup, it was the bread first, and I'm glad y'all knew that. So. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our dear Heavenly Father, we do just thank you so very much for what you've done for us, Lord. And I just pray that we can walk closer to you, that we might try to serve you better than what we do, Lord. And I know that we can all improve each and every day. And Lord, only through your love and your grace that we have that opportunity. So right now, Lord, we just come to you and we thank you for what you've done for us. And we pray these things in your name. Amen.